You set a goal, you chase it hard, you fail. Then you blame your willpower, your schedule, maybe yourself. But here is the uncomfortable truth. The goal was never the problem. Research tracking over 16,000 participants found that goal setting alone produced only a small positive effect on behavior change, and in some health contexts, no strong, consistent effect at all. James Clear, in Atomic Habits, makes this precise argument. Goals describe the results you want, but systems describe the processes that actually produce them. That distinction is not semantic. It is the entire game. Think of two athletes preparing for the same championship. Both share the identical goal, win. Only one of them wins, so the goal did not differentiate them. What differentiated them was the daily system each athlete ran. Clear's central principle is direct. Lasting improvement depends more on the quality of your daily systems than on the ambition of your stated goals. A goal-focused approach pushes you toward a finish line. A system-focused approach keeps the process running long after any single finish line is crossed. That means you could, in theory, ignore your goals entirely and still reach the results you want, because the system generates the outcomes automatically. Now, here is where the math gets striking, Lysia. Improving by just 1% each day produces a multiplier of approximately 37.8 over a full year. That is the result of 1.01 raised to the power of 365. Flip it. Declining by 1% each day collapses that multiplier to roughly 0.03, near zero. The practical point is not that every single behavior must improve by exactly 1%. The point is that repeated small improvements accumulate into substantial long-term change, and repeated small declines do the same in reverse. For example, think of a musician who shaves 10 seconds off a difficult passage each week. No single session looks impressive, but across a year, the compounding is dramatic. This is why Clear calls these changes atomic, small in size, explosive in potential. The reason most people miss this is something Clear calls the plateau of latent potential. Early in any habit, the visible results lag far behind the effort invested. You are putting in real work, but the outcome is not yet detectable. This is the danger zone. Most people interpret that lag as failure and quit right before the curve bends upward. The research on habitual behavior supports this. Context-response links form gradually as rewarding actions are repeated in stable contexts. Once those links solidify, a familiar context can trigger the behavior directly without a conscious motivational decision. That is the tipping point Clear is describing. You are not failing during the plateau. You are building the invisible infrastructure that makes future results possible. Remember that distinction. It is the difference between quitting in month 2 and transforming by month 6. This is where identity enters, Lysia, and it is the sharpest reframe in the entire book. Clear argues that the most durable behavior change begins not with outcomes, but with identity. You decide the type of person you want to become, and then you use small completed actions as evidence supporting that identity. Every time you follow through on a tiny habit, you cast a vote for the person you are becoming. That is fundamentally different from chasing an external target. A resolution says, "I want to run a marathon." An identity-based atomic habit says, "I am a runner," and a 10-minute jog this morning just proved it. The takeaway is this. True change is not a single dramatic decision. It is the compound effect of 1% improvements stacked inside a system built around who you are choosing to be. Goals point at a destination. Systems and the identity behind them are what actually get you there.